Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Florida Georgia Line with BB Rexha. Florida Georgia Line is number 8 on Forbes' list of the highest paid country stars.
Whoa.
So I'm going to get to that list in, I guess they split it between all the members of the band, but that's what Florida Georgia Line brought in. So I have the Forbes list of the highest paid country stars, and I'll do it right after the charts. I'm going to start with those.
How did Rascal Flatts do?
I don't think they're in the top 10. Let me look here really quick.
I love those guys because they did that car song.
No. It's great.
The song?
Yes.
Yeah, I know it's great.
Their version of it. Is it The Life is a Highway or something?
Yeah, it's great.
So we're going to start with the album chart. Not a lot of changes, but something brand new at number one. Number 10 is Rod Wave, who sold 27,000 copies of Ghetto Gospel. So not new to the charts, but first time I've seen him in the top 10. Young Thug is number 9 with So Much Fun, 30,000 copies of that. And when I say 30,000 copies, what I really mean is every
a
10.
Lot of streams.
Yeah, a lot of streams and a lot of singles sold. They have, nobody buys records anymore, so they just do sort of a guesstimate. Number 8 is Billie Eilish. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? 31,000 equivalent copies. DaBaby is number 7. Kirk is the name of the record, 32,000 copies. Kanye West is at number 6. Jesus is King, everybody. 38,000 copies.
Okay.
Taylor Swift's Lover is at number 5, just over 38,000 copies. It's enjoying some new life with the Shawn Mendes duet on this song.
Good for her. I like her.
Forever and ever. You know, last week she was saying how she couldn't play her music at the AMAs. They had threats at Big Machine, the record company that bought all the rights to her. They had to shut down their offices.
Scary.
And I guess Scooter Braun's like, I'm not on the it's the other guy, not me. I'm getting a bad name. Anyway, Summer Walker has the number 4 record in America right now. The record's called Over It, and it sold 48,000 copies. The album, I guess. Number 3 is Youngboy Never Broke Again, 50,000 copies of AI Youngboy 2. Hollywood's Bleeding is number 2. That's Post Malone, 72,000 copies of that. And we happen to like Ozzy, so we play the Ozzy part of the Post Malone song and figure you get the rest of it.
That's good, though, right?
It's great. And go. And now at number 1, this is this guy's first number 1 album after selling 172,000 copies. Luke Combs is the number 1 artist. What you see is what you get. WYSIWYG.
You never broke my heart.
I like it.
Uh-huh. It's the only, second number 1 country album of 2019. Thomas Rhett had a debut in June that topped the charts with Center Point Road. There you go. Top all the...
This
all
is
the,
Thomas Rhett.
No, that was in June. This is the second. This is Luke.
Listen to him. Beer never broke his heart.
Oh, boy.
Gotta love that.
So Luke Combs sold 172,000 copies for first place, and Thomas Rhett was back in June.
Oh,
so this
go
is only,
Luke
this, only the second country album this year to go number 1.
Listen to him.
Oh, boy.
But he likes his beer because it never gives him any trouble. It's always reliable.
It gives me what I want every time.
Right.
All right. So Forbes dropped their list of, I guess they picked out the 20 highest earning country stars. It was actually 21 artists. They were the tie at number 20. This is not total net worth. It's pre-tax earnings from June 1st of 2018 to June 1st of 2019. All income sources, music sales, tours, hosting TV shows, clothing lines, liquor brands, whatever anybody has.
All right.
It's all included in there. I just have the top 10. Jason Aldean at number 10 with $23.5
million. Wow.
Garth Brooks was number 9 with $24 million. Florida Georgia Line, number 8, $26 million for that band.
Good
Shania Twain, number 7.
Does she have a Vegas stand?
Maybe.
Sounds
like
she has a Vegas stand.
$29 million.
Yeah. She does.
She does, yeah.
Planet Hollywood.
See? I know stuff.
That is amazing, Vinny. Eric Church made $30 million for number six. I feel like I've heard that name. You probably.
Yeah, he's great. And $30 million will buy a lot of jeans.
Yes, it will.
And a
Vinny.
Lot of boots.
A lot of straw hats and tractors.
Right.
Kenny Chesney's number five. He made $31 million in the past year. Blake Shelton made $32 million in the past year for number four. Keith Urban made $35 million. Keith Urban.
Hmm. Well, he's everywhere. I'm not surprised by that.
Zach Brown Band made $38 million.
All right.
They're number two on this list. And
much did they make again?
$38 million.
Wow, good.
38 and a half.
They're great.
They are great.
And at number one, it's another Luke. We had a Luke Combs who was at the top of the charts. Mm-hmm. Luke Bryan is your number one earner in the country music world last year. $42.5 million for Luke Bryan. In the top 20. Lil Nas X. Who is, and they actually are saying here that there's, you know, it's amazing. He's an openly gay person of color and debuted at number 18 on the country charts.
Vinny asked about Rascal Flatts. They're 19 on the list with $13.5 million.
Well,
so he made $14 million, and that was a country smash, even though it was not really a country. I guess, you know.
He teamed with the right person, didn't he?
Who was the guy on that? Miley's dad.
Yeah.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
They're also saying solid diversity this time around with six women in the top 20. Mm. They say Forbes called it the least lopsided ratio in the 7 years they published the list. Faith Hill, Shania Twain, Dolly Parton, Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, and Lady Antebellum with Hillary Scott. They counted that as a female-fronted band. Toby Keith, who they say is usually near the top, came in at number 11 with $21 million. Tim McGraw is 13th with 18. His wife is Faith Hill, 17th with $15 million. So terrible news for Charlie's Angels.
I don't know what you mean. They're not real people.
There are real people playing them in a real studio behind them, though. So they debuted this past weekend.
Oh, the movie. I gotcha.
Yeah, the movie hit theaters.
And bombed. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Guess how much the brand new, much hyped movie made.
Was it hyped?
I feel like
I think it was.
I didn't see that many commercials for it.
Although, you know what? The people they cast and the tone of the movie itself was very different from, I want to say the first movie, but that's... I guess the first movie came out after the TV show. Anyway, I just think it's very different. Like, anyway, $3 million, $5
million. $8
million. $8 million. So it's a bomb.
Third place. It's an absolute bomb.
Wow.
It bombed.
Kristen Stewart's huge. The other two girls, I don't know at all.
Right.
Like, well, I can't look.
She wasn't enough to.
Say the names.
I don't know their
Naomi
names.
Naomi Scott and Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, I don't know them
at all.
Elizabeth
Banks is, she's known, but she's not one of the angels. She's like the Bosley character.
Oh, she's Bosley. Yeah. Who is Charlie? That's what I was wondering.
I can't remember whose name I heard.
Because every time I heard the commercials, it sounded like Charlie. But I don't know who the heck it was.
Was the original Charlie John Forsythe?
Yes. I was going to say Blake Carrington. Yes.
Oh. Blake Carrington, of course. So the new number one was Ford versus Ferrari, which made $31 million. Also, The Joker made another $5.6 million in its seventh week, and it has become the first R-rated movie to ever pass the billion-dollar mark, internationally speaking, because, let's see, Joker's made $322 million in 7 weeks in America.
I can't wait to see it.
The only other new, let's see, so Ford versus Ferrari was number one, Midway was number two, Charlie's Angels with a paltry $8.6
Did
million.
Hooman review Charlie's Angels?
No. I think he did Ford versus Ferrari.
And then the documentary?
Yeah. Which I can't even remember.
Did it have any buzz?
It was something else.
Any good reviews for Charlie's Angels?
I really didn't hear anything about how it was being received, and I don't know if there were screenings. I wouldn't get those notices anyway.
I'm seeing on Google 76% liked the movie.
Number four is Playing with Fire. Last Christmas, number five. Dr. Sleep, number six. I liked that movie. It was good.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it 60%.
The Good Liar.
I guess what I'm thinking is just maybe they aimed that movie at young girls and it didn't take.
I don't know. It's actually
sounds
a movie.
Like it. That's the way I would see it.
I would go check it out, but I wasn't going to like make a pilgrimage to the movie theater. Bryn made the point that that'll probably do well in the rental market.
Or VHS.
He said the VHS market. VHS. I was like, yeah, because that still exists. Anybody here have a VCR?
No.
There are definitely default or last best option movies that you go, well, I've seen everything that's available.
Yep.
Oh, I haven't seen Charlie's. All right, let's
try
that.
Getting a group to agree to
sure.
What movie?
Well,
you know?
That's at your house for sure. Mm.
There's a VCR right there in that room.
There is?
Yeah, behind you, Zet.
Oh,
throw it out.
No,
not ours to throw out.
Just kidding. Who needs it? You open up the tray and it's just full of dust.
Uh-huh. I still have. Look at. I got a carton here.
There's a just cart in there?
Yeah, and it's Depeche Mode.
Ah, a song of the Depeche.
In case something happens?
Sure.
Maybe.
Sorry. Oh. I said cart. I meant CD.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, I haven't seen a cart in a while.
I haven't seen a cart machine in quite some time. We used to have to, I mean, everything was on these. They were like little, I don't know, people won't even know what an 8-track is. They look like an 8-track tape, and they would have, you know, a 1-minute commercial on them, or, and you had to... You had five or six slots, and you had to sit there and hand fire boop, off boop, each boop, of the things.
Boop, 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 boop.
DJing was much harder than it is now. Now we just press go, and the computer does the thing.
I used to love the physicality of it.
Mm-hmm.
Working the board, firing buttons.
Sure.
Well,
it was like all a part of the sort of furor that was happening.
Yeah,
it was
my
great.
Boss used to, the guy who brought me up was like running the board. A tight board is part of being a good DJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have that down.
Those
yet.
Gaps are unacceptable.
Someday I'll have it down. But
Jane says that's my emergency Depeche Mode.
Oh, funny. Actually, did she write us back about the? I guess she might not have been.
Maybe
listening.
She didn't hear it. What was the question we put out to her?
Just, oh, is she a person who likes it cloudy all the time, gloomy? Jane, do you like it gloomy?
Is the dream to work? Out of Seattle.
Yeah.
Because Seattle was
the gloomiest
voted.
City in America.
Yeah. I think that Seattle puts it out there. I've heard that, you know, the few times I've ever been to Seattle, it was gorgeous out. And
well,
I feel like they're just, you know,
talking they don't
that
want
up.
You to they right. don't want you to go there.
Seattle and Portland can both fool you because it can be gorgeous and they're both beautiful cities. One of the coolest things about either of those cities is that after a rain, when the sun comes out, everything's clean.
Mm-hmm. Gleaming.
It's just beautiful. So you can for sure get tricked.
Sure.
Because
well, it's
go...
like you got tricked into renting that place out by the beach.
In OB, absolutely.
It was sunny, and you're like, I'll take it.
And then it was never sunny again.
The fog rolled in, and it was over.
The Osbournes, the reality TV show, which was one of the first ones. It was, you know, early 2000s, and... It was groundbreaking in that there weren't Kardashians yet, apparently.
Well, MTV, what was the name of that show? Real World? That was out, right?
Right, but I mean...
But not like the family dynamic.
Right, in someone's home, seeing Ozzy Osbourne living his life and trying to work the remote or figure out how to take out the trash. I mean, it
or
was,
open up a CD.
Or break a chair, or, you know.
I remember thinking, dude, your product is a CD and you can't freaking open one?
Mm.
He's like, oh, how do you...
it's hard to get the plastic
like,
out there.
That's what you sell. You should know how to work that thing.
I make them. I don't know how to pay them.
The sad thing is you hear now like he was all on weird drugs from a psychiatrist or something. And a lot of that was drug induced.
Right.
All of that.
Well, it's almost a relief to hear that. Like if that was really him bumbling around, it's. Anyway, it only ran for four seasons. It went off the air in 2005, but it was huge. And I guess that lots of people have asked them to bring it back over the years. Lots of different production houses. Like, come on, let's do a little more of that. Kelly says the family, Kelly Osbourne, who was a baby when that show was going on, She says the family gets new offers multiple times a year. Not a baby. I mean, but
she was a young teen.
I would say preteen or just turned.
Yeah, they were little kids. Reasonably, they were certainly underage.
Jack might have been a teen, and she might have been preteen. Like, they were young.
He's 35.
Well, so she was 20 then. Well,
no.
Younger. She was definitely younger.
If 05 is when it went off the air, and she's 35 now, she was 20 when it ended, or ish. 19, 20. 21, maybe. I don't know. I can't do math. Anyway, she says that they get multiple offers every single year. There's one on the table right now. She says they're taking it seriously. She says, I think this is the closest we've ever come to accepting one. She says, though, that there's other things to talk about.
She can say that. I don't know if that's true.
My brother's got 3 kids. Do we want that life for them without them being old enough to choose if they want to do it or not, like my brother and I were? Remember, there's a 3rd Osborne kid.
That wouldn't be involved and still isn't. Yeah, Amy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she didn't want any part of it. I think she puts out her own music and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she's a musician. She's a singer.
In a guest house in the back of the property. Last year, Sharon revealed why nobody's been able to lure them back yet, saying, they can't afford us.
Yeah, I believe
that. It's like, why would we want to do it for effing peanuts? MTV paid us really well and we owned it. Ozzy! It's time!
She's saying MTV paid them really well?
That's what she's saying.
I'm sure at the time, yeah.
Right? Oh, I'm surprised to hear. Because MTV is like...
I know.
You know, the VJs weren't high... Like...
No, but by that
that's
time...
That's not how you get
like
rich.
By that time, they needed a long way.
They needed something to get...
Put them on the map,
right,
really.
People were not paying attention to MTV
Well,
anymore.
And you know what? She's pretty savvy.
Yes.
So the Ozzy name, and she built it.
She did. She wasn't. She kept it going, too.
Jane says, yes to gloomy. Cloudy is my dream.
Oh, boy. So Seattle
I
is
I know
the
her so well. Our goth mop. What? What do you want to call her?
Goddess.
Goddess?
Goth goddess.
Goth supermodel?
Oh, yeah. Gothess.
Yeah. If you like boots, you better follow Jane Picks because she put some good ones up there.
She filtered her own nose right off her face on one thing she did last
week.
Dude,
I love the filters that she does. Like, it's just her eyes and, like, the whitest face you've ever seen.
And her ruby red lips.
Yep.
No nose.
No nose?
And big eyes. Yeah.
It's incredible.
I'll look at that in a minute.
It's gorgeous.
That's funny.
Overexposed. Oh. There she goes. Hi, Jane.
Oh, God. And another thing. She bought some leopard cheetah print boots. So funny. She's like, I was going to say... You know how you can do like a
little caption,
a survey
on
you know, I would ask yes or no, but come on.
It's all yes.
Classic.
All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, a lot of stuff, including I need to warn you about the PG&E possibility of turnoffs and drinks based on weight. What? Oh. After these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Here it is.
Thanks, Jane.
What now?
What now what?
What do you mean, thanks, Jane?
That's the song we asked for last week. The Macy Gray tune.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh.
So
she was writing you notes again.
No, she sent me a little black heart when the song started up,
though. Okay, I'm going to have a cow. Yeah, that.
Don't do it, Vinny. Relax.
She says, OMG, Gothess has me dying.
Gothess. I like it.
Gothess.
That's it.
She's got this. She's a Gothess. Hey, so for tomorrow, do you want to do the Luscious Jackson? The one that...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, Naked Eye?
Yeah.
That's the name of the song, right?
So, Janie, that's the request. If you can, please. That's what we'd like. Don't do it. Don't do it. Stop it. You don't do it.
Don't get that flirty look on your face. I don't like it.
With me and Jane?
Yeah, I know what you're up to. Well, playing all innocent and cute. If you can.
If you can, Janie.
Oh, my God.
Jane, if we could please play it. Listen, I don't get that many victories. I gotta take it where I can get it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Just a quick reminder for those of you who travel into the city. This is the week that Salesforce does its big...
This is the week to not.
...event. If you can.
All right.
I usually have about a 20-minute drive to get out of the city on a normal day.
That's so crazy.
I know.
It's a mile to get out of the city.
It's no.
It's like a mile from
right?
here.
It's about 15, 20 minutes. You hit lights. Sometimes the light doesn't even change for you. Like, it changes, but you don't move.
You should park down by the on-ramp and then just ride a bike up here.
A skateboard in?
Be faster.
But during Dreamforce, it's going to be
a nightmare.
Write it off.
Yeah. Just take your time.
Yep.
Anyway, so deal with that, everyone. It's this week, Dreamforce. Yay.
Hurrah.
Also this week, PG&E may have to cut power to 750,000 California residents this week. That's actually, it's less than that. It's to the homes of those people, so they count the number of people. Right. You know what I mean? So
But
we do have a possible wind event happening.
Can it please start raining?
Be nice. Actually, on that note, I have the Tahoe openings. They have been making snow because it has not rained. You're right. And so right here in front of me, Squaw opened last Friday. Alpine Meadows opened last Friday.
So it's cold enough to keep the snow they're
making? Apparently. Boreal, Heavenly, and North Star open this Friday. Mm. Wait a minute. Double checking the date there. Yeah, that would be this Friday, the 22nd.
Yeah.
And then Kirkwood on Wednesday, the 27th, Sierra Tahoe, November 29th, which is two Fridays.
Sugar Bowl
is the 29th as well. So anyway, they're planning to open. They're making snow, and they're wishing that they had last year's snow or some of it because they had feets and feets and feets of it.
Right.
Piles. What, didn't some of them stay open into July?
Something crazy like that.
They got the bulk of it later. I mean, it felt like it started raining pretty early last year. Like, I remember it being a real relief.
January and February
were huge. Every day we'd come in and there's three new
heinous weather-wise.
Right.
Hideous here. And they got tons of snow.
So great up in Tahoe, crappy here.
Right.
How cold does it need to be?
Mid-30s.
Nope. 40s to 60s today.
Oh, geez.
Gulp.
I know. It'll get real cold at night, and then everything turns to ice, so yay. Mm.
Do you believe in shopping addiction?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So we've all heard of retail therapy. Mm-hmm. That's the joke.
No, I know
joke.
People
like,
who
I'm
going
to go buy some stuff, and it'll, you know, nothing.
Feel better.
Nothing a little retail therapy can't cure.
Sure. You get yourself a cute new outfit, you're cured.
And yet they do have something called...
For a minute.
Uh-huh.
Buying shopping disorder. It's called BSD. Been recognized for decades, but experts say it's taken on a new meaning in the internet age because now it affects 1 in 20 people.
Oh my God.
Is affected by this.
Oh boy.
Pardon me.
You're excused.
By their online shopping addiction. It's a mental health condition and it should be officially recognized for its ability to wreck people's mental health and relationships. There's no question if you're in a relationship with someone who buys when you can't afford it, they're tubing both of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're both going down.
Yep.
So you can, and that's one of those things where you go, like, look, we can't afford this. You can't do it.
Right.
But you can't be there all the time with someone.
No. And they've got their phone with them.
And people
the
will hide stuff. I know that. I know that as an addict myself.
I've even done that.
You hide stuff. You just go,
or you lie about what you paid for it. Oh, no, honey, it was on sale. Exactly.
Clearance.
It was a deal. I couldn't help myself.
People obsessed with spending online actually end up hoarding things they order. They end up in debt, and they end up having arguments with people they love because they've lost self-control.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting to see if this actually gets BSD, buying shopping disorder. It's not just for fun. It becomes an obsession.
Well, and the internet just makes it so easy for you. If you ever visit any site anytime, now suddenly they're all over you. Mm. They're just, I mean, I bought a bra at the Gap, and now every day I get 10 emails from the Gap.
Yep.
And do you always think, like, boy, my cans would look good in those?
I did just buy 2 bras from them.
Oh! It works.
It worked.
Good
I went
them.
Into my junk mail to find them. I was like, oh. And I was like, oh my God, 40% off, I'm in.
Well, good for your cans.
Yeah, no, they're psyched about it.
Are they?
Oh yeah, they were like jumping up and down like, yay, oh my God, party time on Sarah's chest.
Hopefully you're watching this show because...
because boy, that was...
She just manhandled herself. RadioAlice.com, it's the looking glass, right?
It is. Slash watch takes you right to it.
Hello.
Be a looker.
How you doing?
Yuzi, how do your boobs feel today?
They feel heavy, hefty.
And
like
hefty,
hefty. Like, I've had to button my shirt a couple times because this one button keeps popping open. I should have wore an undershirt. That would have probably helped it out.
Helps or not.
Out. Flattened helps it out. Yeah, help us out, help us out.
Help the girls out.
Now, this story is coming to you from Dubai, but clearly it feels like the Me Too movement hasn't made it there yet. A bar called Fusion Club in Dubai is now offering a new special. Women get free drinks based on how much they weigh.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
The chubbier they are, the more free drinks they get. That's right.
So is it because they can handle more?
Takes more to get them lit.
Takes more to get them lit. Right. It's like, listen, we're only, the skinny chick gets 2 drinks, she's going to be wasted.
When
we need 10 drinks for our happy friend over here.
Sometimes when I hear things men have thought of, I go, I get that. Immediately, I go, I understand what they're doing there.
Yeah, that's men for you.
I can't say I understand what they're doing here. I really don't know. I'm not sure, but they say here that... they have a scale right there at the front of the bar if you want to weigh in.
Yeah, it's like, I just look good. I'm heavier than you think.
You have the option of stepping on a scale at the entrance, or you can just share your weight. And they say, it's okay if you share it discreetly with your bartender in order to get your drinks per weight.
Oh my
fill.
God. So what is the ratio of drinks
if you don't
weight?
Want to publicly reveal your number?
Like, as a proud 160-pound woman, what am I getting?
Let me see what the, let me see. For every pound a woman weighs, she gets around 12.3 cents worth of drink credits.
Ow.
So a woman who weighs 110 pounds would get $13.50 worth of free drinks. If you weigh 200 pounds, you'd get $24.60 worth of free drinks.
Boy.
The owner of the club says, it's a promotion we're running through the end of the year because we wanted ladies to surprise their partners and friends that it's good to gain weight.
Mm. Or wear a lead-lined jacket.
My weight... Where's your drum? Come on!
Well...
That's a line of the day.
Thanks.
Well
done. I think yours, it was yours. Happiness has me in a headlock.
It does.
Raise the pace.
The majority of people would rather get a heartfelt gift than an expensive one.
Definitely.
As we head into the holidays.
Although,
this
what's,
is
your
the,
what's my other option?
Start some needlepoint to give away or.
Well, that's a keepsake. If I got something needlepoint from someone, that would.
Oh, my God.
I'd be thrilled.
You'd put it up on a wall in your house.
I might.
You might.
I might make
not.
It into a pillow. No, I would.
Oh,
I mean.
Oh, right.
Actually, you want to hear something? My sister did a needlepoint for me and I framed it and put it on the wall. I have a needlepoint hanging in my house.
In the shed.
It's not in the shed. It's in the boys' bathroom. It's the three. It's me, my brother, and my sister running on a beach. And it has like a little saying on it.
And it went to the boys' bathroom.
Well, it went to their bathroom because they have a nautical theme in there.
Oh.
Yes. They're too big for it now, but whatever. I don't care. It's like navy blue, white, splash of orange. Little fish on the walls.
The five best heartfelt gifts are framed photos, handwritten notes, photo books, custom mugs
photo
or cups.
Are amazing. Mm.
And custom pillows or blankets.
Oh! Yeah. I've made blankets for people. I think that's nice.
I love when my mom crochets a blanket for me or she's made me quilts. On the other hand, I'm a little frightened by the new technology that puts a photo of someone on a blanket.
I've seen some cool ones, and I'm always like,
I don't know how I'd feel about sleeping under a blanket with my giant face on it.
Oh, I don't know.
I do.
Some people like that.
My giant face?
Oh, I was thinking their own giant face.
Oh,
but,
well.
But sure. I will sleep under your giant face blanket, Vinny.
Okay,
get one for me
I'll
for
make
Christmas.
You one, then.
Oh, my God. That'd be huge. I hope you pick me for Secret Santa. We got to do that this week, by the way.
Oh, we do?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Secret
it's
Snow
too
on
early
Thursday,
for
maybe.
That.
No, it's not. Because Thanksgiving's late this year.
Oh.
You know, it's almost December. And by the time we get back on the air after next week, it'll be December.
Mm.
I know. I need all the shopping days.
It's going
I can get.
By too fast. Slow down.
It's like, hurry up, bring on the spring.
I'm digging my heels in. Mm. God. It's already the middle of November.
Yeah, let's
no,
get to
Siri.
The point where, they, where
no
we
one asked for you.
Where we change the clocks back.
No, are you
and
kidding?
The trees start
I've
to
been
bloom.
Getting in bed at 7 o'clock and rushing my family through their baths and showers because they're so slow and dilly-dallying.
Right.
I gotta go to bed, everybody out of here. Wonderful.
Move dinner time to 3:30. It totally works. It's
yeah,
so great.
It's easier for I don't know if it's because you're
so
like
great.
Known as the monster when you say stuff. Everyone goes like, no one wants to deal with that crap. But when I say it, everyone goes, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, if you made the dinner at 3:30.
Oh well, there's that.
Yeah, there you go. You're all set. So I say, John, what are we having? What can I make? What are you making? When are you making that? What time are we eating? I just find that repetitiveness really makes him jump on.
There's a 19-year-old guy named Nathan Newell from Bel Air, Maryland. He's a bank teller at Freedom Federal Credit Union branch. He was working last Monday when a 78-year-old guy came in and made a huge withdrawal.
Uh-oh.
So Nathan, being the crooked mind that he is, said, I'm going to that guy's house and stealing his money. That's right.
Oh, my God.
He went to the guy's house because he had all his information.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Forced his way in and attacked the guy and robbed him.
Did he get all the money?
He ran off, though, when the guy's 57-year-old stepdaughter pulled a gun and threatened to call the cops. The police were able to put the pieces together, and they arrested Nathan at the bank 2 days later.
Oh, my God.
He's been charged with robbery, burglary, assault, and home invasion.
Yeah. And stealing someone's info.
Horrible.
What a rotten person.
That is rotten.
I always think that the people who work at a bank are upstanding. Turns out you're not. Just kidding. I'm sure you're perfect. The person who was offended just then.
Oh, you know. That's you're talking to me. I'm like,
oh, well you
thank
are
you.
Perfect. Oh, my
that's
God.
That's nice
In
of you.
In every way.
That's more like it. That's All how right. you start a Monday off. Not picking at somebody at 6:30 in the morning. Tell them they're nice. Handsome and brave.
I didn't go that far.
Just be well-intended with your comments.
You're just fine, Vinny. You're just fine.
That's not.
What do you want?
I just told you what I want. Nice, handsome, brave.
Nice, handsome, brave.
Tall,
courageous,
funny.
Tall.
Skinny.
Six-pack, abs.
Thank
big,
you.
Big chaunch. Is that what you want?
Sure.
That I do.
Everybody wants a big chaunch, right?
Sure. No, I thought that I was asking, is that what you want to hear?
Oh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Charlie was played by Vinny's doppelganger.
Vince Vaughn?
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
Oh, I was just kidding.
Vince
oh,
Vaughn?
Oh, you're digging at me. You're a mean lady.
He's got big circles under his eyes, like big Samsonite luggage under each eye. And he ruins every show he's in. Vince Vaughn does.
Aww.
Not your doppelganger.
Vinny, listen to you and the radio show all day. I heard your daughter's doing okay. My thoughts are with you and your family. She's doing okay. She's not better.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to get the test results from everything that went down last week, this week, preferably at 9 a.m., the open of business, most office businesses, places.
Wouldn't that be nice?
But it's doubtful.
Probably tomorrow.
Probably tomorrow.
They said tomorrow, so probably tomorrow.
I was told I should be there for the appointment, but I also told them Dreamforce will likely hold me in the city for at least an hour before I can get out of here. So,
Can you head out to the beach? Would that be faster?
Might be. I'll have to check my...
Chingadera.
Yeah.
You think I was going to say chonch again? Check your chonch. It'll point the way.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm going to fly out of here?
Yeah. It's like a... Well, that might be the easiest way.
We got an Alice helicopter now? Is that how we do it?
Let's check the roof.
It's the chonch chopper.
Let's see. Okay, seriously, the Kanye song is ridiculous. You're my Chick-fil-A?
I know.
Is that one of the lines he said?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even hear that part. Just heard all the name dropping from God.
Yeah.
Does God really want to be used in your songs like that?
I find it hard to believe, you know.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
Super sad today.
Why?
I can't get the radio.com app to load my... Listen,
impossible.
You're clearly doing something wrong. That's a user
that's
error.
You.
Radio.com was built to be easy.
Flawless.
Smooth.
Perfect.
All day. Every day.
I'm sorry. I tried.
Wow, you guys followed that script really well.
We just lent $17,000 to my brother-in-law. I don't like the odds you're quoting, Vinny.
Yeah, look, you just have to accept that you might never see it again. And if you want to have a continued relationship with your brother-in-law, you gotta,
yikes.
You gotta just forgive it. You have to forgive it right off the bat.
You must have had it if you were able to loan it. So,
well, that's the thing. You have to say to yourself, "I'm not gonna loan more than I can afford because I'm never gonna get it back." So.
$17,000 is a large
loan. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
I feel like that's where you go. You need to go to the bank.
Well, maybe they needed it for like a down payment and they rallied everything that they could. You know.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.